trying to get Americans to eat Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Two species of Asian carp, bighead and silver carp, have been swimming their way north toward the Great Lakes for decades. A lot of people are trying to keep the carp out of the lakes. Yesterday, attorneys general from around the country announced they're putting more pressure on Congress to speed up action on Asian carp. Some people think one solution is to create a market for the fish. There are a couple of companies working to sell Asian carp to China, where the fish are considered a delicacy. But winning over the American palate is much harder. Carp have a bit of an image problem, and they are full of bones.
We are spoiled here. We like convenience. Everybody expects to have a fish without bones, right? And that's the issue.
This is Chef Philippe Parola. He's from Baton Rouge, and he wants you to learn to love Asian carp. Parola is one of the chefs who tried to get Americans to eat nutria. Nutria look like oversized rats. So that didn't go over so well. 2 years ago, Chef Parola found his new calling. He was out fishing in Louisiana, where the Asian carp are thick.
Within 10 minutes, this fish start jumping everywhere. I'm like, what in the heck? And two of them, one after the other, landed right on my feet.
He kept the giant carp, put them on ice, and took them home.
And to my surprise, when I saw the meat, as a professional chef, I knew right on that it's no way that this fish could be bad, literally. And when I went and cooked it, I'm going to tell you, it tastes between scallops and crab meat. There is no doubt.
He's learned to steam the fish to remove the bones. He's working with his business partner, Chef Tim Crean, to launch a processed Asian carp product to sell in grocery stores. They've even changed its name to make it more appealing. They're calling it Silverfin. At the Dragonfly Mandarin restaurant in Chicago, the chefs are filleting a bighead carp for an audience of reporters.
You can hear the bone? Can you hear it? Crack, 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 that's a bone.
Plenty of them.
And you got the best beautiful flesh. It's white, it's appetizing, it's a fish!
And Chef Tim Crean talked us into eating some carp.
We went ahead and mixed these with a bechamel, French cream sauce, a little bit of cheese in it, Mornay, and we used that to bind the cake. Simply coated that with some breadcrumbs and pan-fried it, and we're serving it with a little spicy Mornay sauce.
So the verdict? It was pretty good. It didn't taste fishy. It was similar to crab cakes. And I'm not sure if it was the pan-frying or the buttery sauce, but it was surprising and not in a bad way. Now, to be clear, the chefs don't see this as a way to get rid of the Asian carp. In fact, Chef Parola believes the carp are here to stay, which, of course, could be good for business. And this is where environmentalists and many scientists want to tread with caution. David Lodge is a biologist at the University of Notre Dame.
It's always reasonable to make lemonade out of lemons. I think we just have to be careful about how that's described. It can at best be a contributor, not to a solution. It can't be the solution.
He says if a commercial harvest of Asian carp takes off and people build an industry on the fish, there could be incentives to keep the carp around.
Markets are not always compatible with a goal of eradicating a fish. So to drive the populations to a low abundance, there will have to be something other than purely a profit-driven program.
So even if Chefs Parola and Crean can win over picky Americans with their silverfin cakes and fillets, it won't be the end of the story of our Asian carp invasion. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.